如果主耶稣延迟回来的话
So if Jesus delayed of coming back to this earth,
我们每个人都要面对生命中间这个终结的问题
So we have to face an ultimate solution of where we are going after we die.
摆在你面前的是犹太人的坟墓
So what is before your eyes is the tomb of the Jews.
这个坟墓是在耶路撒冷。
So this, tomb is still there today.
是用石头凿出来的。
And is made by stones.
在耶路撒冷，旧城的部分。
In the old city part of Jerusalem.
在那里有一个公交总站
，and they say the police station,
bus,
oh, a bus station.
Yeah. 这个公交总站的后面有一个小山丘。
So before this bus terminal, there's a small hill.
在那个山丘上面，就是过去对着犯人执行死刑的地方。
And over this hill is the place where The Jewish people in ancient times execute criminals.
19世纪的时候，英国有一个将军叫戈顿。
So in the 19th century, there's a British general by the name of Gordon.
他看见这个山丘岩石中间呢，那个样子就像一个死人的骨头。
So he looked at the mountain and the shape like a skull.
那么他又在这个山丘的底下。发现有一个花园
So at the foot of this hill that he discovered a garden
在那花园里面不单是一个花园还有一个空的犹太人的坟墓
And it's more than just a garden It also has an empty tomb
每个人都要面对坟墓的问题
So every one of us will face the problem
很多人很怕死
of tomb
And
many of us are afraid of death.
尽量想办法避免谈死亡的问题。
And we try to escape the conversation about death.
我带你看呢，这一个地方叫做 cryonics, Alcor, 人体冷藏馆。
And this is the place where they store the dead bodies.
他们有他们的网页。
And you can find this place on your website.
这个网页上告诉说啊
And the website tells us,
你如果不甘心就这么样死去了
If you are not willing to die in such a way,
你盼望将来医学进步的时候
So if you hope that when the medicine getting more advanced in the future,
那么能让你又活过来
And then allow you to come to life again.
那你来参加我们的这个 Alcor 这个会员。
And you can become our member.
法律上面宣告你死亡的时候。
So even the law proclaimed that you're dead.
那么你的身体呢就被他们带到他们这个 Alcor 的这个中心里面。
So your body will carry over to this building.
放在液态氮气的这个液泡在里头。
And will be preserved by liquid nitrogen.
零下120度。
So it's a minus 120 degree. C.
他们说盼望将来医学进术，这科学进步啊。
And they do that with the hope that when the medicine getting more advanced,
我们的会员能够醒过来。
So our member may awaken.
这个 Alcor 在哪里呢？在美国的 Arizona 的 Scarsdale 这个城市里面。
So where this building located actually is in Arizona Scarsdale.
棒球明星 Ted Williams 他的身体就泡在那里。
And then Ted Williams, which is the baseball star, his body was in there.
他泡在那里啊，要付12万美金。
So you have he has to pay 120,000 dollars in order to freeze his body.
你说十二万太多的话，好，那你付九万块钱。
If you think it's too expensive, I give you a discount.
你可以选择神经悬浮 neural suspension 能够飘在那里。
So you may choose another technique called neural suspension.
头跟身体是分家的。
So your head and your body are different.
如果医学进步的话，
if the medicine advanced to such a degree,
你的头将来能够放在一个年轻的这个身体上面。
Then your head can be placed onto a young body.
如果你有兴趣的话，我有800号电话。
So if you have interest, I have the 800 number for this organization.
877-462-5267.
So if you're interested, come to talk to Pastor Lee, he will write it down to you.
人不想面对死亡的问题。
Men are afraid of facing death.
人害怕面对死亡的问题。
We're afraid to facing death.
因此呢，就有各种各样的方法，想办法说逃避死亡。
So therefore, we imagine many, many various ways to escape from the death.
我告诉你一个好消息，今天。
But today, I am going to tell you a good news.
你不需要泡在液态氮里。
So you don't have to immerse into the liquid nitrogen.
你可以把你的生命浸透在耶稣基督里面。
You can immerse your life into Jesus Christ.
就解决你终点的问题。
Then it will solve the problem of, the terminal problem.
我们来读，圣经路加福音23章开始，读50节，第50节，然后读到24章，第12节。那么这个图片呢，是以色列所有的坟墓门口呢，是圆的石头，圆的石头作为它的把这个洞啊封起来的，只有四个这样的圆的坟墓。我这是去的以色列好几次，这是第二个，现在有一共有四个，我一共看到过三个。
So let's turn the scripture to Gospel Luke chapter 24 starting from verse 50. But before we read it, I'd like to explain to you this picture, which is a Jewish tomb.And then sealed it with a round stone. And in Israel today, there were four of them. And I visit only one of them.
好，我们来读路加福音23章第50节。
So Gospel Luke chapter 24 verse 50.
有一个人名叫约瑟，是个义士，为人善良公义，众人所谋所为，他并没有服从。他本是犹太亚利马太城里素常所盼望神国的人，这人去见比拉多求耶稣的身体，就取下来用细麻布裹好，安放在石头凿成的坟墓里，那里头从来没有人葬过。
Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consent to their decision and action. He came fromJudean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin.
那么，你注意这段经文三节中文里面呢，我特别的把几个地方啊，用这个下线 under 这个 line 呢，把它 under 下来了。
So this passage is very unique. I particularly underline several places to catch your attention.
这个人约瑟求的是耶稣的身体，不是求把耶稣给我。
So this man asked Pilate for Jesus' body, not just Jesus.
就取下来，也是把那个身体取下来。
And then he took down the body from the cross.
用细麻布裹好是那个身体，英文用 it 这个字。
So, and then wrap it with a fine linen, and the English used the word it, indicating it's a dead body.
安放，他也是用的 it, place it.
And then he placed this body into a tomb.
我们再继续看第54到56节。那日是预备日，安息日也快到了，那些从加利利和耶稣同来的妇女跟在后面，看见了坟墓和他的身体怎样安放，他们就回去预备了香料香膏，他们在安息日便遵着诫命安息了。
So start from verse 34. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rest on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment.
然后第24章第1到第4节，七日的第一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。
So let's continue on chapter 24, verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them.
第24章5节到8节，妇女们惊怕，将脸伏于地，那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活？他们就想起耶稣的话来。
In the fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the man said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised from the dead. Then they remember his words.
第九节到第十节，便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。那告诉使徒的就是莫大拉的玛利亚和约亚拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一处的妇女。
When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles.
然后我们看第24章11节12节。
And then we read verse 11 to verse 12.
他们这些话使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。
But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
上个星期六，不是昨天，是上个星期六。
And last Saturday, I'm not talking about yesterday.
我在这个 funeral home 主持今年的第三个葬礼。
I was officiating a funeral service, which is the third time of this year for me.
是为着一位85岁的老先生啊。
And it was for an 85 years old man.
这一位老先生是过去上海交通大学的副教务长。
And he was the vice dean of 交通university in Shanghai in the past.
他是一个非常认真的人。
He was a very serious man.
他是个教育家。
And he was an educator.
他一辈子献身在教育界。
And he dedicated his whole life in the field of education.
在他所处的年代，
so in his generation,
是非常不容易。
It was not an easy task for him.
充满了战乱，
because the instability of the society,
也是充满了这个运动那个运动。
And then there's a lot of revolutions happening in the land of China.
但是就在这样的光景中间，
and in these circumstances,
却一心一意奉献他的生命在教育。
And then he dedicated his life in education.
所以在他的葬礼上面很多人来怀念，很多人来纪念他。
So during the funeral service, many many people came to remember him.
啊，想到他为着教育下一代青年人他所有的奉献，他所有的这个摆上。
And then remembering his dedication and sacrifice for the education of the younger generations.
等到这一些亲朋好友都述说对他的怀念，都述说他所有的贡献以后。
And after all the eulogies and talking about his contribution to the society,
轮到我来说几句话。
And then it's my turn to preach.
那么就在这个葬礼中间。
And right at that particular moment,
我就说你们刚才怀念我们所亲爱的这个伯伯。
And then I know you remember you're unwilling to part with our great uncle.
从他的生平里面我们知道。
Then from his life, we come to understand one thing.
他是一个一生信奉马列主义的人。
And he was the one who embraced in Marxism.During his whole life.
什么叫马列主义呢？就是他是相信无神论，他是相信唯物论的人。
Now, what does Marxism mean? Marxism means atheism and materialism.
人呢，就是个物质。
And then he believed that man is nothing but material.
只有这个物质看得见的，我们可以信。
And only the things that are visible to our naked eye is, can be believed.
看不见的就我们不能信。
So for those who cannot see, I don't believe.
所以他一辈子80年的时间呢，他是相信这个的。
So you know for 80 years, such a long span of his years, he was an atheist.
但是现在躺在那个这个殡仪馆里面，我们一同在安息聚会中间这个伯伯。
But this old man who lying before you,
除了大家所对他的怀念以外，
And other than your remembrance of him,
我要指出来他还有一个好长处。
And then I want to point out that he has only one more thing that we can learn from.
就是一个求真、求实、求善、求美的这一个人。
So he's a perfectionist. He pursued for truth and pursued for beauty.
一辈子相信唯物论。
And then he loyally and believe in materialism.
在他临终的前四年，他受洗。他成为了基督徒。
But 4 years before today, he became a Christian and baptized.
说明一件事。
So this will illustrate a very important point.
他从无神论，
So from atheism,
进步了。
And then he advanced into,
那进步到相信有神了，
into theism.
而从唯物论，
from materialism,
他也发现说人不是活在世界上不是仅仅是物质。
He began to believe the existence of the spiritual world.
有精神的层面。
So there is a level of spirit.
啊，有属灵的层面。
And there's a level of soul.
我就告诉每一个参加这个葬礼的人。
And then I tell all the attendants of the funeral services.
他成为基督徒。
The reason he became a Christian.
他一定要谦卑。
And he must have been humble himself.
一定要谦卑说知道说宇宙中间有一位造物主。
He has been acknowledged that humble enough that to acknowledge that there is a creator in this universe.
他承认我是被造的。
And he really acknowledged that he was a creature.
那么这件事在他的一生中间
This is a turning point in his life.
是一个神迹奇事。
And it's a miracle and a sign.
一个人一辈子相信的东西，于是到了老年呢，你很难把它就除掉，很难就忘掉。
Believe a man who has been reject the existence of God for the whole life and all of a sudden convert into a Christian?
他又是一个有地位，又是有学问的人，你要他这个改变他思想不容易的。
So it's not easy, especially he was a learned man and he was a man of status.
如果没有确定的事实，他不会相信一个迷信的东西。
If there's no certainty, he would not have believed in superstitions.
他为什么相信他是个罪人呢？
Why did this man believe that he was a sinner.
为什么相信有神呢？
Why he all of a sudden believe the existence of God?
因为他看见我们所跟他讲的。
Because he come to realization what we have told him.
在历史上有一位叫做耶稣。
Because in the human history, there was a man named Jesus.
他来到地上。
He came to this world.
活了33年半。
And then he lived for 33 and a half years.
年轻力壮的时候就死了。
So when he was young and vigorous, he died.
很多人看很可惜。
And many people ask why.
觉得很可惜。
And then why this would happen to this young man?
结果呢，圣经告诉我们说，他死不但是死了，他死了以后，三天以后，他的坟墓空了。
But the Bible teaches us, not only he died, but 3 days after his death, he resurrected, and his tomb was empty.
门徒说他复活了。
And then the disciples said, he has been resurrected.
很多人不相信。
And many people reject the idea.
说这是鬼话。
And this is the nonsense.
这个从来没有看见过一个人死了，居然又活了回来的。
Seen a man who died and come back to life again.
所以就很多的学说在那里理论反对，不相信耶稣从死里。
So there are many theories and hypotheses to explain away the resurrection.
最著名的，我今天举两个例子。
So I'm going to give you two examples.
头一个就是绑架论。
And then the first explanation is that he was kidnapped.
这个耶稣的门徒啊
，Oh, maybe Jesus' disciple
啊，听见耶稣先告诉他们说，他死了以后，三天以后会从死里复活。
Because Jesus had told them that Jesus will be resurrected，
他们很怕耶稣啊 blew it，
and then it afraid that this thing would not come true
啊，到时候他耶稣没有复活怎么办呢
？So what would happen if Jesus did not resurrect？
啊，多丢脸呐、啊！
So it lost faces.
啊，所以为给耶稣一个面子。
So we have to preserve Jesus' honor.
把耶稣的身体趁着晚上。
Oh, maybe they said,
趁着晚上没有人看见，把他偷出来。
When people do not see them, and then they claim that the disciples stole the body of Jesus.
这就是有名的绑架论。
So this is one of the hypotheses.
啊，说原来嘛，你们这些门徒为了给耶稣个面子，是吧？为了将来你们自己有个传道饭可以吃，所以把耶稣的这个。
Ah, I know, because your disciples and want to give honor to your teacher, and then so that you can keep preaching and then have a livelihood.
我要问问你，说这样道理的人，说这种话的理论的人，合不合理
？So let me first ask you: Is it reasonable for this man to come up such a story?
人做任何事情总是有个动机，对不对
？So every action that we conduct must have a motive.
啊，这些门徒们偷耶稣，偷一个死人的身体，他们的动机是做什么
？So the question is, what is the motive of these disciples by stealing Jesus' body?
啊，耶稣已经死了。
And Jesus already died.
啊，也不能跟他们讲话。
And you cannot talk to them.
啊，又不能够给他们行神迹奇事。
And then he will no longer be able to perform miracles.
那么，你偷个死人做什么
？So why you stole a dead body?
啊，就为了将来有个基督教可以成立。
Or just want to be a Christianity so far, so that you want to do this?
这一些偷耶稣身体的这些门徒，人说他们偷的人。没有一个人，没有一个人不是为了见证耶稣从死里复活，最后殉道，最后被处死的。
So for those who come up this story, none of them will die for Jesus.
没有一个人下场不是为了耶稣殉道而死的。
And yet all these disciples, they die, they martyr for Jesus' sake.
一个人到死的时候。还不改变他们的见证，不改口啊！他们坚持承认耶稣基督确实从死里复活了。那么这个人的见证是可信的。
If a person would not change their mind and change his witnesses at the last moment, then we can conclude that his testimony is true.
第二个理论
，and there's a second theory that is called.
Swoon theory, swoon theory,
swoon theory.
啊，说呢，耶稣在十字架上还没有真的死。
Actually, Jesus didn't die on the cross.
昏过去了。
He just swooned.
啊，然后呢，把他呢，就放在坟墓里面。
And then just put a living man into the tomb.
啊，这个坟墓石头凿的，又阴又冷。
And then inside the tomb is very dark and very moist.
啊，所以那么冷风吹过来，耶稣醒了。
And then this cold wind blew over his face, and then he awakened.
啊，他伸伸懒腰。
And then he stretched out, and then he stood up.
啊，然后就把这个石头呢，洞口的石头推开。
And then he rolled away the stone that sealed the tomb.
啊，到彼得家吃了一碗荷包面，喝的这个荷包蛋的面，啊，然后呢。
And then he went to Peter's house and eat a Chinese noodle, 泡面 okay?
That's good. Even more powerful. 啊，这个。这些不承认耶稣基督从死里复活的人
So those who disbelieve the resurrection of Jesus Christ
他们要想一想
And they have to give something for thinking
你看这个坟墓啊前面有一个圆形的这个痕迹看见没有
Now look at the tomb And then the stone that sealed the tomb is wrong And then there's a groove around it
它前面呢有一个槽
，and then you can see there's a tiny trench。
这个坟墓的洞口，这个大石头两吨半重。
So do you know how much weight with this round stone? Two and a half tons。
你推推看。
You try to move it。
你以为那么容易，耶稣就推开了吗
？You think it's so easy that Jesus and just to move the stone？
啊，推开了以后。门口有罗马的兵丁分尸这个好几个班在那里看守的昼夜都有兵丁看守的。
And then he came out and see several watches of Roman soldiers stood before him.
然后这个石头上面有罗马的封条。
And then in front of the stone there is a inscription.
啊这些 seal, 啊就封起来的把它封起
来。And then it was sealed perfectly.
如果谁把这个 seal 挪掉的话封条呢砍头的。
And whoever take away the seal, he will be executed, beheaded.
有一个圣经学者叫做 J. Vernon McGee.
And there's a Bible scholar whose name is McGee.
接到一个女士的一封信。
And then he received a letter from his son-in-law.
他说我们的传道人说啊耶稣在复活的早上啊从十字架上醒了过来。
And then I heard that our Lord Jesus woke up in the morning and from the tomb.
然后门徒呢照顾他呢他身体又健康了。
And then the disciple care of him and then he restore his health.
他问这个 McGee, 你的意见如何?
So he asked this scholar, what's your opinion on this?
这 McGee 说啊。
And Mr. McGee replied.
他说姐妹。
And then sisters.
拿那个罗马的短鞭子啊打你的传道人。
And then take this short whip and then whip your pastor.
这个罗马的短鞭呢是一个大鱼的骨头磨成的尖针加一个铅块一个大鱼的骨头的尖针加一个铅块啊，这样构成这个短鞭的。
And then the whip is really have a three prong and at the end, at the tip, one is a bone of a fish and then a piece of stone and then a piece of metal.
打你的传道人
and then use this whip and try to whip your pastor
打了他以后把他用三根钉子啊，这里钉一根这里钉一根两个脚上钉一根钉在十字架上
and then you whip him and then nail him with three spikes onto the cross
放在这个烈日之下晒他六个钟头
and then put it under the scorching sun and see what happened to him
还不保证他死了还要拿个枪朝他的心脏
So, in order to ensure his death, and use a spear to pierce into his side.
啊，然后拿100斤的香料把他整个的人闷起来。
And then take 100 perfume and spices and to encase him.
然后放在密不透气的坟墓里面三天。
And then put it into the tomb where the ventilation is very, very poor.
看看这个传道人会怎么样。
And then you see, your pastor can live or not.
肯定死透了，对不对？
And then I can guarantee it will not only die, but thoroughly die.
耶稣不是昏过去了。
And Jesus doesn't swoon.
耶稣真的是死了。
And Jesus was indeed dead.
耶稣为我们的罪死了。
Because he died for our sins.
被埋葬了。
And he was buried.
第三天复活。
And on the third day, he was resurrected.
那么 这个耶稣基督的复活的神迹。
So this miracle of resurrection
有几方面的特点。
And we have several characteristics.
头一个呢是天使来传达的。
And the first thing is the message of resurrection is proclaimed by the angels.
谁先到耶稣的空坟墓那里去的呢？
Now who visit Jesus' tomb in the morning?
乃是那些妇女们。
There was a group of women.
在世界上面的各个宗教的里面。
So in all the major religions in this world,
都对妇女们呢轻看。
And they all prejudice against women.
都对着妇女啊不尊敬。
And they disrespect women.
你知道犹太教。
Do you know Judaism?
犹太教的男人他们的祷告。
Do you know the prayer of a Jewish man?
每天早上犹太教的男人祷告起来说
Do you know how they pray?
上帝我感谢你我是个男的不是个女的。
So they pray in this way. God, I am thankful for you that I'm a man, not a woman.
在回教伊斯兰教里面怎么看女妇女呢
Now let us look at the Islam How they view women
啊，妇女都不值得看的
So they said that woman is not worthy to behold
全身都要布都要包起来只剩下两个眼睛
So they have to wrap around with the cloth And only two holes before the eyes
然后伊斯兰的信仰认为呢把妇女就当成是一个宠物一样
So they treat womenAs a pet.
啊，不高兴啊，跟他了，就再找一个太太。
So if I'm displeased with her, I find another wife.
最多可以找四个太太。
Well, I have a limit four wives.
纽约时报 New York Times 的杂志有一次访问一个宜郎的妇女。
So New York Times once they interview a woman from Iran.
啊，她是生在伯黑兰的。
So he was born in the Middle East.
啊，然后他后来的时候呢，求学去了法国去求学。
And then he pursued his high education in France.
然后又到美国来工作。
And then he came to the United States and worked here.
所以新闻记者很好奇问问他。
And then the journalist is very surprised why he come to the United States and then interview him.
说你在德黑兰在伊朗那个社会很保守的社会成长后来呢又到了西方啊又到了这个很开放的这个社会你觉得有什么不同吗
So what difference do you feel? You're reared in a very conservative society in the Islam culture and now you come to this open society and what do you feel?
这个妇女说没什么两样。
So the woman said, no difference.
在那个保守的宗教社会的里面呢我们呢这个人都看不见我们不看重我们。
So in a conservative society, like my home country, nobody pay attention to me.
啊人看见的就是全身就包着布。
So all they see is a piece, black cloth.
那么他说今天在西方的社会呢
So in the Western society,
西方社会怎么看妇女呢
？So how the Western civilization view women?
西方社会就把妇女看成当成一块肉。
And then the Western civilization view women as a clump of flesh.
你看看这些的报章杂志啊， and, 妇女穿的越少的，哇，上报纸的越多。
And then you look at the journals and look at the newspaper, the women who wear the less become A star.
世界上面人不尊重妇女。
And then this world does not respect women.
同样的公司啊。
And even in the same company.
做同样的工作。
And doing the same job.
为什么男的拿的薪水就比女的高呢
?And how come the man make more money than the woman?
啊我父亲没有信主以前。
So my father, before he became a Christian.
是个大学的教师。
And he was the university professor.
啊，他告诉我说，人呢是一团物质。
So he told me that man is nothing but a clump of atoms and molecules.
啊，这个，然后呢，这些的里面的这个分子原子啊，砰砰砰砰砰砰，哎，碰出来一个，碰巧了，你是男的。
And then the molecules just keep colliding, and by accident you become a man.
啊，碰不巧了，你就是女的。
And then if the collision in an unlucky side, you become a woman.
这种重男轻女的思想在世界上面到处都是。
So we can see this, elevate man's status and suppress woman's status, and this phenomenon is a commonplace in this world.
你看见只有耶稣基督。
And now you can see only Christianity.
怎么样看见妇女?
Only Christ, how do they
treat women? 怎么看待妇女?
How do they treat women?
妇女和男士都是神创造的。
In the sight of our Lord Jesus, man and woman are both created in the image of God.
都是照着神的形象样式所创造的。
And they are created after the likeness of God.
所以创造上面我们是平等的。
So from the point of view of creation, man and woman are equal.
神对着我们的爱，他爱世界上面所有的人，爱男也爱女。
And then our Lord Jesus loved man and loved women. They are equal.
耶稣基督为着世人的罪，不是单单为着男人的罪死在十字架上，也为着女人的罪死在十字架上。
And Jesus died on the cross, not only for men, but for women also.
你知道吗？耶稣基督神来做人，最后从做人为人死，最后又从死里复活，这一个两个消息啊，都是先向妇女们宣讲。
Have you thought about when Jesus came to this earth, and this message was proclaimed by the angel to a woman?And then when he died and resurrected from the tomb, it was witnessed by the woman.
我去过以色列耶路撒冷已经6次了，那么这下个礼拜又要再带弟兄姊妹去。
I went to visit Jerusalem, Israel for 7 times, and as a matter of fact, next week I am going to the, on my 8th trip.
我知道那个在旷野牧羊人啊，不是都是男的。很多都是女的在那里做牧羊人。
And then I found out the shepherds, not all of them are men, and I discover many of them are women.
所以天使在耶稣降生的时候向妇女们先宣告大喜的信息。
So when Jesus was about to be born, and the angel and proclaimed this message of great joy to a woman,
耶稣基督复活的信息首先也是告诉妇女的。
So, the message of resurrection of Jesus, Jesus first told the women.
这个丹麦的画家 Carl Bloch 画的这幅画。
And there was a Danish painter who painted this picture.
耶稣复活了。
And Jesus resurrected.
19世纪伟大的这个耶稣基督复活的画。
And it was a very famous masterpiece and painted in the 19th century.
天使向妇女显现说，你们为什么在死人中找活人呢？
And then the angel on the day of the resurrection and talked to the woman, why are you looking for the living in the land of the dead?
他不在这里，已经复活了。
He's not here. He is risen.
耶稣基督把他的死里复活这个好消息先向着妇女们忠心的爱他服侍他的妇女们向他们显现
you know,
然后他们传出去
Jesus proclaimed this message of great joy to those women who are loyal to him and follow him
这个是很特别的
and this is a no small matter
妇女在人的世界中间不被看重
because womenIn the human society, has been looked down upon.
可是神却看重。
But God elevated their position.
第二
,secondly,
耶稣不在坟墓里面，这个印证他的死里复活的神迹。
So the empty tomb is a strong evidence of his resurrection.
现代的科学很发达。
So we know the science is very advanced in these ages.
可以去找 DNA.
And you can look for DNA.
所有的宗教的领袖的坟墓里面你都能找到他的骨头都能找到这些教主他们的 DNA
So all the religious founders all the religious leaders today you can find their body and you can extract DNA from their bones and their remains
你找那个最科学尖端的这个什么 CIS 啊什么这些人这个啊，去到耶稣的坟墓去看看找不到耶稣的 DNA
So if we send a very advanced scientists and to the tomb of Jesus you cannot find any trace of DNA
耶稣的坟墓是空的
because the tomb of our Lord Jesus is empty
说明一件事情
so it point out to a very important truth.
啊，这个物证给我们看见，如果人 so, 人死了，一定有个骨身体有个骨头在的嘛，有个 DNA 在的嘛，但是没有，他复活了。
So you find no physical evidence because he was indeed resurrected from the dead.
好，第三，他这个复活的这个神迹的特征是
and,
不只是他身体复活了。
So the third characteristic of his resurrection is more than just a physical resurrection.
乃是他死了以后，复活以后，向门徒们多次的显现。
And the most important thing, for many, many times, the resurrected body of Jesus appeared to people.
17次。
17 times.
一次向一个妇女。
And one time was appeared to one woman.
一次向两个门徒。
Another one is two disciples.
啊，然后呢，最多的一次，我们看圣经告诉我们说，向500个人显现。
And then in Corinthians, the Bible tells us, Jesus appeared to 500 witnesses.
啊，我们在哥林多前书15章第3到第6节，我们看见，一起来读一读。
So from the Corinthians chapter 15, and then we can understand.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给12使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
And Luke wrote this. He said, the earlier I told you already that JesusCome to this earth and die and resurrected on the third day. And he appeared many, many times to the disciples and the multitudes. And at one time he appeared to 500 people and half them right now still alive.
这个耶稣复活啊，很多人不相信，就说哎，哪可笑了，哪什么耶稣显现，你们这些人呢，想耶稣想疯了，你爱他，你真是哦，爱一个人的时候哦，一会儿想到说哦，他又来了，他来了。
So people come up a theory that you think Jesus was resurrected is really an illusion because you love your Lord so much to a degree that your mind was conditioned in a way that you think Jesus was in front of you.
如果我问呢，你们家人呢，或者你们的父母啊，最亲的人，或者你的爷爷奶奶过世，你做梦时候梦见过他的举举手。
So let me ask you a question. If your parents or grandparents die and then have you dream of them in your dream?
那么你说哎呀我看见了，我又好像跟他还说话了。
And then you, next morning you said, I saw him or her and then I even talked to him.
这一种的幻觉幻想
This kind of hallucination
只能是个人的
and only happen to aindividual.
你幻想的跟他幻想的跟我幻想的不可能是同一个。
Because the illusion appeared to me should be different than the illusion that appeared to you and other people.
更不可能500个人同时看见。哦、
and it's impossible that 500 people see the same vision.
保罗告诉我们这件事啊。
And Paul told us this.
说其中一大半人到如今还在。
And then the majority of these 500 people still alive today when the scripture was written.
说明一件事。
And it illustrates a very important
point. 保罗就向那些不相信的人挑战。
And then Paul, as a matter of fact, indeed, challenged those who disbelieve in resurrection.
这些门徒原来都是胆小得很的。
You know, another thing is this disciple was very coward.
啊，像彼得一样，都是怕承认是跟耶稣啊有关系的。
And Peter was one example. He refused to acknowledge that he had relationship with Jesus.
他怕牵连。
Because he don't want to be associated with Jesus.
他怕上十字架也是一样定十字
架死掉。And then he afraid that he may, like his Lord, be crucified on the cross.
当主耶稣向彼得显现以后。
But when the Lord appeared to Peter,
彼得就在使徒行传第二章勇敢地站起来，就在耶稣坟墓旁边就做这个见证。
So Peter,Right beside the tomb of Jesus, recorded in the Acts of chapter 2, and then make a proclamation.
教会的历史就是见证耶稣基督从死里复活的历史。
And then in fact, the whole history of the church is a testimony to the resurrection of our Lord.
70年代美国总统是 Nixon.
In the 70s, the United States president was Nixon.
他为着要竞选连任
，so in order to be re-elected，
所以他跟共和党的那些竞选的这些的测试啊，一同开会啊，他们就有了一个计谋，我们去想办法，民主党他们有什么计划，先把他们偷过来，然后我们就可以对策。
And then in order to win the re-election, Nixon and consult all the his Republican fellows and talk about how we are going to get information about the Democratic, the Democrats to get the inside information.
其中 Nixon 的有一个白宫的幕僚长叫 Chuck Colson.
And then there was one officer worked for Nixon whose name is Chuck Colson.
他是 Chief of Staff White House.
He was the Chief of Staff of the Nixon administration.
他说所有的尼克森的高级顾问在一起开会。
And then all the high level officers that worked for Nixon and they, had conference together.
都同意说谎。
And then they agree to make a lie.
说我们呢没有去偷。
And then they insist that we did not, steal all the information from.
他们捏造一个故事。
And then he make up a story.
他们都讲同样的话。
And then they, agree to, with the one, voice.
为着保护尼克松。
In order to protect the presidency of Richard Nixon.
但是 Colson 后来说。
And then Colson later on he said.
不单是检察官、法官、新闻的媒体一一的来问他们这些问题的时候
，and not only the prosecutor and also the journalists and all the people in the society want to question this president.
这个 Chuck Colson 他说什么呢
？And then do you know what Chuck Colson reply?
我们所撒的谎啊，包不住的。
And then he said, the lie that we talk about.Cannot be contained.
我们都好像穿那个便宜的西装啊，想要来保护自己。
And then we just like we and wear a very cheap suit in order to protect ourselves.
Chuck Colson 说
，And Chuck Colson said this.
如果六个哈佛跟耶鲁的毕业生
，If there's a six graduated from Harvard or Yale,
不能够挡得住媒体。这个检查
and was not able to resist the examination of the media
保护世界上最有权力的人
and then to protect the most powerful man on this earth
你想一想那十一个没有受过什么教育的渔夫啊
and then you come to think about this Bible story and this 11 uneducated unschooled fishermen
能受得住苦刑监狱死亡
Can they endure the imprisonment and death and also persecution?
为一个名不见经传的耶稣这样来来遮掩他这不是大笑话吗
For just a man who have never heard of in history and would it be a ridiculous thing to do?
如果复活很难相信的话
If resurrection is hard for you to believe,
这种的遮掩 cover up 更是难相信的。
Then all these cover up stories will more difficult to make up.
我们知道 Chuck Colson 后来是因为这个撒谎水门案件呢 ，Watergate 结果坐了监牢了。
And then we all know the history that Chuck Colson, because of the Watergate incidents, was imprisoned.
在坐监牢的时候，他认识了耶稣，向耶稣承认了他的罪。
Imprisonment, he come to know Jesus.And acknowledge his sin.
这个哈佛毕业的生，他仔细的调查，耶稣基督千真万确从死里复活了。
And then this Harvard student, and do a thorough examination and convince himself Jesus was indeed resurrected.
所以弟兄姊妹朋友们，耶稣基督的复活，这是一个历史上的神迹。
So brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historic miracle.
这个神迹对你对我有什么意义呢
？So what does it do with you and me？
我们来到今天的信息的下半段。
So let's go to the latter part of my message。
就是让我们认识耶稣基督不仅仅是一个人哦。
So it really tells us that the resurrection point out that Jesus not just only a mere man.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，
had Jesus not been raised from the death,
人怎么纪念他呢？
How can we remember him?
啊，他是一个伟大的教师。
So he will be remembered as a great teacher.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，
had he not been resurrected,
啊，那么今天就根本没有教会。
And today there's no such thing as church.
那我们这些人呢，今天下午坐在这里呢，我们都是愚昧的愚昧。
So if Jesus had not been resurrected, and yet you come to worship him, and you are the biggest fool in this world.
保罗在哥林多前书15章13到15节这样告诉我们。
And then Paul in Corinthians chapter 15 verse 13 to 18.
13 to 15, 那说若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且我明显我们是为神枉做见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
It's very important. If there is a no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raisedOur preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sin.Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
他读的比我更详细啊。这个 the message, 啊，这个翻译的版本翻译说这个枉然了，或者枉做见证了。
And then the English translation that your faith and your preaching are useless or futile.
这个 message 翻译说呢，我们的信仰就是 smoke and mirrors.
And then you are the false witnesses. And then your faith is nothing but a mist or smoke.
所以我们看见说这是何等的重要。耶稣不仅仅是一个人。
So, you know, how important is this message? It tells us that Jesus not only just a mere man.
所有的人都进坟墓。
All of us one day will enter into the
tomb. 所有的人都要面对这个终点的问题。
And then all of us will face death one day.
只有耶稣。
And only Jesus.
他从坟墓里面又出来了。
And then he came back from the tomb.
你知道这件事情何等重要吗？
Do you know how important is this thing?
耶稣基督在坟墓里面从坟墓里出来，说明一件事。
So when Jesus raised from the dead and came out from the tomb, it indicated one important message.
天上的父神同意。通过耶稣基督担当了我们所有的罪。
That means our heavenly Father approved his death, approved his salvation for mankind.
并且要给人看耶稣基督不仅仅是个人，他是神，是神来的不能死。
To show mankind that he not just a man, but also he is a God.
是人死了，他就不能救我。
Indeed, he's man and died.
我们没有一个人，我不能救你，你不能救我。
And you cannot rescue me, you cannot save me.
啊，我爸爸妈妈不能救儿女，儿女也不能救爸爸妈妈。
And my parents cannot save the children, and the children cannot save.
只有这一位做过人又从死里面复活的神，耶稣基督，他能救我。
Only Jesus, who had been man, and then he died for our sin, and yet he is also God.
第二个复活的意义就是让我们知道我们能够得到赦免。
Now the secondsignificance of the resurrection is the fact that we come to the certainty that our sins are forgiven.
全世界的人面临到两大问题。
So all the mankind face two problems.
就是我们都有罪，我们也都会死。
One is the death, another one is sin.
不管你的文化受的是什么，哪一种文化。
And I do not care what kind of culture and social background you come from.
不管你的教育水平是什么。
And I don't care about your educational level.
不管你银行里面存了多少钱。
And I don't care what is your checking account.
这两个问题你迟早要面对的。
And these two primary questions you cannot escape.
就是罪和死的问题。
That is sin and death.
这个上海交通大学的教育学者他 接受了耶稣基督。
And this famous scholar from Chaldong University, who had been atheist for lifelong and become a Christian.
他一辈子做了那么多很多很多的好事，伟大的事。
So he did a lot of good things during his lifetime.
人都记得。
And mankind remember him.
人在那里怀念。
And people memorize him.
可是他带不进坟墓里啊。
But all this.Exploits all these achievements. He cannot bring it into the tomb.
到他到坟墓到死亡的前面的时候就停了。
So all these good things just stop right at the edge of death.
他能带什么跟着他走，你知道吗？
Now what kind of things can he bring along with him?
他的罪。
That is his sin.
他心里面觉得对人的不起。
And then he felt that he had been offends many people.
啊，他对着神的神的这个这个对神不起的地方。
And then he also sinned against God.
你看什么叫做基督徒啊
？So what does a Christian mean?
罗马书第十章第九节告诉我们。
And then the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
The scripture says that if you confess.With your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
为什么圣经保罗神不用他说，你若相心里相信耶稣基督是童贞女玛利亚生的。
Do you know why Paul just not simply say that if you believe Jesus is born from a virgin,
你就得救。
Then you will be safe.
为什么不说你如果相信耶稣在水面上走过行过神迹你就得救。
And Lord Paul said that if you believe Jesus can walk on the surface of the water, then you will be safe.
相信耶稣基督医治了生来瞎眼的一个人你就相信的话你就得救了。
Or maybe if you believe Jesus can recover the sight of a man who born blind, then you will be safe.
唯一的方式你能够得救。
The only way that you may be saved.
唯一的方式你我的罪能得到赦免。
And this is the only way by which your sin may be forgiven.
从心里面接受相信他已经从死里。
That is from the bottom of your heart, receive him as the Lord of your life.
多年以前在北卡。
And many years ago in North Carolina,
人就为着美国的布道家葛培里举办一个感恩聚会。
And people, and then hold a Thanksgiving service for Mr. Billy Graham.
神借着 Billy Graham 传福音传到世界千千万万人因着他蒙恩得救。
You know, through Billy Graham's mouth, God used him to spread the gospel the world over.
因此很多人为他感谢神。
And many people come together and give thanks to God for that.
在那个聚会中，葛培里站起来说话。
And then right at the midst of the meeting, and Billy Graham stood up and said,
他说为了今天的感恩聚会，我买了一套新的西装。
And for this special Thanksgiving meeting, I wear a new suit.
我买了这个西装，不但今天穿，我的葬礼，我的棺材里面，你们也会看见我穿的这套西装葬在那里。
And then this suit is not only for today's purpose, but I will tell my people that the day I die, I'm going to wear the same suit again.
大家搞不懂啊，这两件事情有什么关系啊？这个穿西装跟他的这个大家不明白。
And people were perplexed. What is the relationship between wearing a new suit and this Thanksgiving service?
然后他就讲了一个关于爱因斯坦的故事。
And then you talk about a story about Albert Einstein.
爱因斯坦呢是住在我们 New Jersey 的 Princeton.
Or Einstein was living in Princeton when he was alive.
他呢有一天呢坐火车啊，这个坐火车。
And one day he was riding a train.
这个车长呢就过来呢检票查票。
And then the conductor came in front of him and then check if he has a legal ticket or not.
他说我的车票呢这个口袋摸一摸这个口袋摸一摸这里看看哎，找不到车票。
And then, Einstein searched all the pockets he has on his suit and then couldn't find the ticket.
这个车长说爱因斯坦先生我们认识你。
And then, the conductor said to him,
我们也相信
Mr. Einstein, I know you.
我们相信你是买了车票的。
And I believe you had bought a ticket.
找不着，不要担心了，不要担心。
And whether you can find it or not in this moment is immaterial.
这个爱因斯坦就点点头说：“谢谢你。”
And then Einstein, "Oh, thank you, sir."
这个车长啊，从这边捡了车票以后，从那边捡完了又回来了，又经过他的座位了。
And then the conductor went all the way to the end of the train and then come back and passed by him again.
看见爱因斯坦站起来了，然后又蹲下来了。在椅子底下啊，这个是这个他的书包旁边，再仔细找车票。
And then he saw Einstein still searching the ticket from the bottom of the seat and to all the his luggages.
这个车长说，爱因斯坦先生，我们不是跟你说过，我们认识你。
And he found it. And then, but the conductor said, "Why you waste that much effort?"
我相信你有车票，不要再找了。
I believe you.
不要再找了。
You don't have to waste your effort.
我们知道你是谁。
Because I.
Know
who you are.
爱因斯坦说。
And then Einstein replied.
年轻人。
And then young man.
我也知道我是谁。
I know who I am.
可是我不知道我要到哪里去。
But I do not know where I'm going.
你懂吗？找不到车票，不知道在哪里下车了。
Because I could not find a ticket, I don't know where's my destination.
然后葛培里说。
And then, Billy Graham said.
当你们看见我躺在棺材里穿这件西装的时候
，So one day when you see me lying on the coffin and wearing this suit，
我不仅知道我是谁
，and not only that I know who I am，
我也知道我要去哪里
，I also know where I am going，
因为他的罪已经得到赦免
，because my sin has been forgiven，
所以我今天可以坦然无惧来朝见天上的神
，I can come。To the presence of my Lord with boldness and confidence.
死而复活的第三个意义。
And the third significance of the resurrection of Christ.
告诉我们说坟墓不是我们的终点。
That the tomb is not the end of our life.
很多人不喜欢谈死亡啊。
And many people do not want even to talk about death.
就说某某人离开了。
And then they said, oh, certain...The people just depart from us.
某某人不再跟我们在一起了。
And they're just not in our midst.
我在大陆有很多的亲戚。我这个改革开放以后，我回大陆，然后后来他们就告诉我，后来陆陆续续告诉我说，某某人没了。
And after the Iron Curtain was open, I went back to China and visit many of my relatives, and they all told me that, so and so, your uncle or your grandpa or whatever, and is not no longer here.
Vanished, 消失了
Vanished.
没了。你看人何等不甘心啊，我在地上那么努力一辈子，那么样的赚工作，那么样的读书，那么样的赚钱，最后什么都没有了。
Because we are unwilling to leave this, world, because we invest so many effort, so many energy, so many time in what we have been doing, and we are not willing to part.
各位，死亡是不能避免的。
But the truth is, death is unavoidable.
问题是死亡以后，死了以后怎么样？
And the question is, after death, then what?
耶稣的坟墓告诉我们死了以后怎么样？
And then the empty tomb told us, after we die, what is happening?
坟墓不是终点。
Because the tomb is not the last thing.
几年以前，我刚才跟你讲了北卡，现在告诉你南卡 ,Greenville.
And then I talk to you North Carolina. Now I tell you another story for South Carolina.
这个 Social Security Office 社会安全局寄出一封这样的信。
And then the Social Security and send out letters to many people.
给50个刚刚死去的人的居民写信给他们。
And then send fifty letters to fifty people who just died.
近期者。
And then he said, dear sir, or madam,
你的粮食券立刻即将停止有效。
And then your food stamp will immediately invalid.
因为我们接到了你走了的通知。
Because I received the news about your parting.
如果你的状况有改变，你可以重新申请。
If your situation change, you can reapply.
这些家人呢，接到这样的信呢，真是哭笑不得，咬牙切齿，你一定要去告这些这个社会安全局。
So the family member in the midst of grieving received a ridiculous letter like this. They want to sue the government.
因为 人觉得死亡何等的无奈。
Because we're helpless when we face death.
耶稣基督复活以前
，Before the resurrection of Jesus Christ，
他预先告诉我们，所有的人都要死。
And he foretold us that all men will die once.
约翰福音第五章二十八、二十九节，我们一起来读好不好？约翰福音五章二十八、二十九。
And then let's turn to John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29.
来，我们一起来。你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to lead, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And our Lord Jesus Christ indeed was resurrected from the dead.
圣经告诉我们说，他如何信靠他的人将来也要如何。
And then the scripture teach us that whatever happened to him will happen to us also.
你不相信死人会复活。
If you do not believe that the dead may be resurrected,
不相信死了以后还有生命。
Do you believe that there's a life after death?
会怎么样呢？
So what would be the consequence of your disbelief?
上一个世纪的哲学家叫做 Bertrand Russell, 罗素。
And then there was a philosopher by the name of Bertrand Russell in the last century.
他一辈子是个无神论。
And then during his whole lifetime, he was an atheist.
1970年靠近他死亡的时候。
So in 1970, and very near to his death,
他这样写着。
He wrote this.
他说人的生命是一个整夜的长征。
So he said a life is very similar to a long march.
被看不见的敌人包围着。
And then we are encompassed by invisible foe.
被劳累痛苦折磨。
And then we are entangled by by labor.
And suffering,
And suffering.
Yeah, 朝着一个极少人希望能够到达的目标去。
And then we marching toward the goal that nobody want to go.
并且在那里没有一个人愿意长久停留。
And then the place nobody want to stay there forever.
一个接着一个的他们出征了。
And then one after another, they mark on this wrong road.
我们的同志从我们眼前消失了。
And then my colleague disappear in front of my eyes.
被无所不能的死亡无声的命令所抓走。
And then they were grasped by the invisible death.
这是一个不相信死人复活的哲学家。
And this is the philosophy of the one who do not believe in our God.
他对着人生最后的结论。
So the conclusion he made about life is
长征了。
Long march.
抓走了。
And then escape.
而且不愿意去的。
And then unwilling to go, and yet you have to go.
可是我告诉各位好消息。
But I give you a good news tonight.
耶稣在约翰福音11章25节26节这样告诉我。
And then Jesus have these words recorded in John chapter 11.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And Jesus,
你信这话吗？
And the resurrection, those who believe in me will not die. Do you believe these words?
所以但愿每一位今天下午在这里敬拜主的人都听见这个大好的消息。
So it's my prayer for hope that all of us today who listen to this message will receive this good message.
我们相信耶稣从死里复活不是个迷信。
So believing the resurrection of Jesus is not a superstition.
你不相信死人复活你是迷不信。
And then on the other hand, if you do not believe in resurrection, then you are an unbeliever with perplexity.
那个老伯85岁。
And the old man, 85 years old, I mentioned earlier.
被主接去了。
And he was received by the hands of God.
81岁的时候在我们教会拄着拐杖坐着轮椅，他又有心脏病又有糖尿病啊，又这个又中过风， 他站起来扶着拐杖，他见证，他承认，我相信耶稣基督为我的罪死了。
81 years old man, 3 years before he died, he was sitting on a wheelchair and he was inflicted by all kinds of diseases and came forward and stood up and testified that he believed in God.
但愿你相信接受，从心里相信耶稣从死里复活。
So it's my hope that you believe in your heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead.
叫这个复活的恩典能够临到你。
So that the grace of the resurrection may come upon you.
你里面有把握，人生终点的问题你胜过了。
And then you will have the certainty for you to how to handle when you die and knowing that it's not the end.Of your life.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father who loves us.
我们谢谢你把耶稣基督打发到世界上来。
And we are so thankful that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth.
他在地上为我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
On this earth, he was crucified.For the sake of our sins.
并且为我们要称义的缘故，三天以后从坟墓里面又复活。
And then for our justification, he was resurrected third day after he dies.
让我们今天活着的人
So that those who are still living
能够谦卑我们自己
be able to humble ourselves.
承认我们的罪
And to acknowledge our sins.
愿意跟神和好。
And willing to reconcile to our Heavenly Father.
让耶稣基督的复活
And let the resurrected life of Jesus.
使我们能够有合法的地位
So that we have a legitimate position before you.
我们在神的面前能蒙神的悦纳
So that we may be acceptable in your sight.
谢谢你的大恩典
And we thank you so much, God, for your blessing.
愿主把这样的恩典赏给今天下午在座的每一个人
May this grace and blessing be upon all of us who come to hear this message.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this by the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.